United States, and Somalia. I tell the kids, our rights are part of the law of our country.
Myerly comes from a really poor area, but El Progreso, where she volunteers, is even poorer. It must take real dedication to ride the bus there twice a week and then wade through mud to get to the school where she teaches. I like the way she uses the life of a child to help the kids in El Progreso understand what their rights are. Basically, all the things that any baby needs to grow up healthy, like food, water, shelter, and medical care, are rights. Myerly also tells the kids about a treaty that was ratified by almost every country in the United Nations. Okay, I know that a treaty is an agreement, and ratified means approved of or agreed to. So all of these countries have given their seal of approval to this treaty that says kids have certain rights. Let's keep reading. Start with the first paragraph on page 70 with, "Some of the children are withdrawn."
Some of the children are withdrawn. Others are disruptive and want to draw attention to themselves. One boy called Pepe sometimes grabs the peace posters and tears them to shreds. Many have been traumatized by violence and the abrupt escape from their homes, but there are no psychologists around to help. I met Gladys in El Progreso. She was 15 years old and would often fight with the other kids. If we were working on an art project, she would run around the room, upsetting the tables and spilling the paints. Gradually, I learned what had happened to her family. They had been living on a small farm near Montería in Córdoba, but one of the armed groups had forced them to leave, and they lost everything. Her father talked only of revenge and had banned her from taking part in any peace activities. Even though she was so disruptive, I could see she was interested in knowing more about the peace movement. So one day, I persuaded Gladys to take me to her home. The family was living in a one-room shack with no door. A piece of sacking hung in front of the entrance. Her father